you do have some challenge lah.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good.
Yeah. From like what she said, yeah. Usually, we can settle in the formal meditation. We can settle down the mind.
Very fast. Yes.
Within, yeah, 3 minutes, and then the last month also, I had this difficulty to settle down.
Oh, good. This is coming to you now.
but because I almost every night I do the Bodhisattva.
Wow. That one will help you. So, yeah, that one will help you.
Yeah. It, in a way, it prompted me that maybe I didn't do it as sincere enough. So it prompted me that one of the night it just popped up to me that I must see the last training, the last so-called vow.
Sadhu, very good.
So, the thing just flashed back to me. Maybe I'll read out, this
one. Yeah, very good.
Cultivate extensively, huh? Yeah. Extensively, I have not done enough that extensively. All virtues, blessings and merits to help support this cultivation of mind,
correct.
They will shine forth to aid this nature of mind.
That one very important.
Difficulties and tribulations.
Yes.
Walking the Bodhisattva way.
Sadhu. That part very useful.
After that, I just open up the book and recite it truly in my heart to see. Shine forth and help this. Do the training, right?
That was very beautiful, very important. Yes.
So in a way, if it's a kind of reminder to others.
This is very useful.
Some difficulties in their cultivation. Always invoke this.
This particular additional
vow. Superficially, just done and forget about it.
So this additional vow is very important.
Do it sincerely and really look for things, look for blessings to cultivate extensively.
Try
to put it my own SOP, extensively.
This one is very important, very powerful. Sadhu, there you bring out another point which I actually refrain from being out because there was no condition, but you saw it very good and you use it.
The stillness or the calmness
come back to you.
Come back to the previous
the training. I will read to you all that additional vow that Eng Bi mentioned is on page 4 of the yellow card. Bodhisattva vow, page 4, item number 4. So this additional miscellaneous vow is to enhance your cultivation. That's why luckily Eng Bi pick it up. Yes, earlier on, I was reluctant or not so keen to bring all this up because not until somebody has gone through the experience or had the condition to understand, I just let it be. So what I put here is I will read to you all the 4 additional miscellaneous vow that I have developed for you all. Yes? The first one is, of course, very straightforward. This nature of my vow to be successful in fulfilling all my above vow soon as possible. So that one, you all should be able to do it. Then the second one is this nature of my vow to cultivate strong affinity with all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance always. This one also very important. You want to go the full way, the Bodhisattva way, and progress very far, you must make this vow. Then the third one. This nature of my vow to strengthen my 5 spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya until they become balas or power, life after life, so that all my above vow can be successfully fulfilled with ease. So this one a lot of people lacking. You all must do this third one, additional vow. Where the spiritual faculty, you must strengthen it. And then the last one that Eng Bi mentioned is this. You listen. This nature of my vow to cultivate extensively all virtues, blessings, merits to help support my cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine when needed in time of trial, difficulties and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. So this trial can include all the tests and all those things. Then difficulties is when you confront the First Noble Truth reality. There are many situations that can be very traumatic. And tribulation is when you find it very difficult to help people, because living beings are innumerable. Then you can go through all this because you have extensively cultivated all virtues, blessings and merits to help support your cultivation, so that these merits, blessings and what they call blessings and virtues can actually, you can let it shine forth through invoking power of merits and vow. Then when you invoke power of merits, by the power of whatever wholesomeness that you have done, maybe whatever merits, virtue or wholesomeness, you invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for all this to be resolved amicably, and the understanding to arise for you to overcome them and to move forward. So this is why this yellow card is very important. The additional miscellaneous vow is on top of the additional vow to break karmic obstruction, to bring about the way. So number three is additional vow to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. Number four is miscellaneous vow to enhance your cultivation. So these two you combine, it become very complete. Then section two is about the four basic vow. And section one is to develop all the right view, to prepare you to go this way, to plant the seed of Bohi, the Bohi mind. Yes, I do not take this for granted. This one is a very unique teaching, sharing. It's from my nature, and this is what my Maitreya want me to bring to this civilization, this understanding of the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way. This is a very unique way. This one can speed up the cultivation by very, very fast. It can lead to the completion of the training in a very fast manner. So with this, let us rejoice one more time when we end everything. Sadhu, 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 sadhu.